Are you tired of your underperforming dice? Are your bad dice a source of contention for your gaming group? Sick of rolling natural one after natural one? We can help. At MetallicDiceGames.com, the large selection of premium dice and accessories are guaranteed to improve your game. Look good and feel even better showing up to your game night with the highest quality dice on the market. Even better, get 10% off any purchase using the promo code RBP10. Go from chump to champ, from zero to hero, by bringing Metallic Dice Games products to your next session. Make the right decision and use promo code RBP10 to save some green while rolling those 20s. Don't delay, order now. Operators are standing by.
The Rancor's Brothel presents a Monte Cook Games publication. The Strange. The Dark Spiral.
This is giving me so much of Lord of the Rings vibes.
Hey, y'all, can we take 10 minutes and heal?
I'm okay with that.
I don't need
to. I have like a 14 in might. I am the lowest health person here.
I have 13.
I still have 19 after my...
I am 17 spender. Across the boards, although I do have... I have my intellect right now. Is currently 20 from a cipher I used, so...
My largest pool is 22. My smallest pool is 10.
5 plus 1 is 6. Sweet.
All right.
So we got the one action and we got the 10 minutes, assuming you used your one action earlier.
I'm going to heal.
Oh, sorry.
I have 6 more medkits.
6. We'll spend that on might.
Oh, man. I'm struggling today.
To make it a 15.
Struggling real bad.
Ooh, a 1.
Plus hey, don't your, you have
do you have a recovery bonus?
Plus 1.
Okay.
Plus your tier.
Oh, 4 then. Ooh.
Oh, your tier gets added to it?
Yeah, always add your tier.
Those
can go into any
so
pool
I'm
you wish.
Full up.
I'm going to increase my speed back up again. Because
change your luck pool back up.
All but 1.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. You roll a 1 as well.
Yep. Yeah. If I rolled anything but a 1, I'd be fine.
Yep.
I mean, it is what it is.
I didn't bless that dice. I'm sorry.
So, you now, you see a pile of tatters and a ring that seems to have rolled out from underneath of it.
So that ring clearly does something.
It might open the doors.
It controls the thing in the middle, whatever it was
the
called.
The brazier?
Yeah, the brazier.
I'm going to go over to the cloak.
I think we learned that from your vision.
Does the cloak seem like there's any significance to it?
You got right. I mean, you can rifle through it.
I'm going to go through. Yeah, I'm going to grab that cloak.
You rifle through it, and two things fall out of its pockets.
Ba-ding, ba-ding.
Just statues.
One of them appears to be a glowing elixir in a glass vial.
Ooh.
Roll me a D2.
Oh, a D2. All right. 2.
I guess that could work in a way. It is an elixir. As you look this over, you realize this is a mind-numbing gas ammunition. So something you can add to your ammo. When fired, the cipher bursts in a poisonous cloud within an immediate distance. The cloud lingers for 1d6 rounds unless conditions dictate otherwise. Living creatures that breathe suffer intellect damage equal to the cipher level, which is 1d6 plus 2. So, something maybe you could tie it to like an arrow or throw it at someone that when it shatters.
That sounds like you put it inside the bullet?
That sounds better for you.
No. It seems more like the glass has to shatter is what the way it reads.
I don't know.
I mean, if it was on Earth, it would be a packet of candy.
Eat this!
But you are on Arden, so it is a gloomy elixir in a glass vial. The second thing that falls out appears to be a rune inscribed on a scroll. So you find a small scroll.
Dude, we should have drank our water.
Roll me another
Greece's next action by three steps.
Roll me another D. Two.
A one this time.
Okay. This is another recursion anchor, which you've had before.
Yes.
So you know what those do.
Yes. You don't remember?
Right. Yeah, no, I know.
Okay. Okay.
So.
We used it.
So two ciphers fall out of the pockets. I don't know how much room you have, but that's what you see.
I'm
so
actually empty.
Whoever wants them can have them.
You need the glass bullet one. It seems like it.
Thank you,
sounds better. Recursion anchor.
Is that your only cipher, Josh?
Right now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just keep it for now, Derek. And then if you need to hand it over, I can.
Yeah.
Or no, I still have. Well, I guess.
You have the cap or the water?
I have the lube.
The lube.
Everybody can take 7 XP.
Yay!
Nice.
Wow. All right. Generous. Thank you.
Well, I figured each wraith thing is, wrath thing is worth an XP apiece. Hmm. And then he's a level 5, so give you 5.
That cloak, though, is...
That can get me to the next tier.
What does the cloak look like?
Really?
Tattered yellow robes. Doesn't appear to be anything significant to it, other than that it's tattered and yellow.
I'll put it in my bag. I might bring it. It might come in
Stevie
useful.
Looks what? At the ring and goes, should we touch it?
I care about the ring, but is so it okay? Can I take the robe?
Yeah, you can take the robe.
I'm going to take the robe.
Why not?
This could come in handy. Robe! From dead guy. From
undead guy?
Undead.
Undead dead guy?
From kinda. Dead undead?
Yeah, Tales from the Crypt, dude.
I'm going to pick up the ring but not put it on. I've learned from Lucas's mistakes of leaving rings on and dying.
It kind of vibrates in your hand. It seems quite important.
Does it shrink to match your size? Sorry, this is going totally Lord of the Rings. No. Sorry, my bad. I'm excited.
I'm going to tell them that it's vibrating.
Celia, throw it in the fire.
Should I put it on?
Yeah.
All right. She's going to slide it on her finger.
Cool.
She dies!
It's warm. It doesn't hurt. It's warm. It doesn't really vibrate anymore. But you kind of feel like a pulsing warmth as you wear it. And it's kind of large. Like, it would probably fit on an index finger rather than a ring finger.
I was going to go with middle finger, but...
Either or.
I figured this dude had really big fingers. So.
Kinda.
My new toe ring.
Yeah.
So you're wearing a ring.
Ooh.
Do I get any other sensations off of it? Like.
I don't. I mean.
Can I use premonition to find out what it does and how to work it?
Go to the door. Go to the door.
The closer you walk to the brazier, the warmer it gets.
Okay.
So move the brazier towards one of these doors and let's get these eggs and get out of here as quickly as possible.
But I thought the brazier was heavy.
The ring moves the brazier.
Maybe.
Okay.
Let's see what happens. Push it.
But how?
Push it.
How does it move the brazier is my question.
Figure it out.
Figure it out.
Try to push it.
She's going to start pushing the brazier.
Try to use your brain powers.
Physically pushing it?
Yeah, like just kind of like touching it to like see if it moves. You know how you would with a door to see if it would move? You just kind of put your hand against it and kind of like push.
Put some weight on it.
Yeah, a little bit.
It seems to move.
Woo!
A lot?
Yeah. Pretty easily.
Okay, so she's going to walk over to A.
To A?
To A.
Oi.
As you walk over to door A.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes, let's go to the death door first. I love this idea.
Was that the death door?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No.
Good start.
You walk over to it.
What about desire? Let's go to desire.
So... To reiterate, the ground is sort of a mosaic of a spiral. So when you push it, it kind of spins around a little bit instead of going straight.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the yellow brick road.
It's not a complete spiral, but it's sort of each spiral is sort of, it's more of a curve to the door.
Okay.
More of a path to the door.
So it's kind of like sunscaped where rays are out. Okay, got it.
So as you push this brazier, it kind of follows that path and it stops about... 7 or 8 feet in front of the door, and you hear the door click clop and then sort of rumble as it opens.
Okay. What do we see?
You see a door that is open.
There's nothing in it.
It's a little dark.
I need a light.
I take out my flashlight, but it turns into a...
probably a torch.
Lantern
in there.
A little bitty torch.
Like a lantern or a torch, yeah. I would give you a lantern.
Ooh, a lantern. Special.
Ooh. Okay. So, now with the lantern, we'll walk towards the door. Through the door.
Okay.
The death door.
Hey, the light is an important source that we need. Mm-hmm. We need to say.
So as you walk in through this door, it's kind of a short hallway that opens up to kind of a square bit, and then you can see that it does kind of continue off of that. But there is a large statue in this room, just sort of by itself.
Square bit. Larger statue. Where's the statue at?
Where's the statue?
The statue is in the corner of the sort of square bit.
Right, back right or back left?
Directly, it would be directly to your right. All
right.
When you walk in. floor tiles spiral out from a statue embedded in the corner of this area. A horse-like creature rears, its head high and its hooves flashing. Though time and perhaps vandalism have robbed it of its left front leg, a spiraling horn erupts from the center of its forehead like a spike. Unlike the rest of the sculpture, the horn appears to be carved of bone.
Unicorn.
Yes. Friendship is magic.
So that's what you see. This sort of unicorn statue.
Was there a passageway after the unicorn? Is that what I was understanding?
There is a passageway further beyond, yes. But you see a very gorgeous little statue. So if you wish to continue, we can continue.
Do you want to look at the statue?
What else? So there's nothing else but spirals and a statue.
So the spirals were kind of on the floor.
Yeah.
It's just sort of it's kind of like another mosaic design.
And the horn of the unicorn is bone.
The horn appears to be bone, as the rest of it appears to be rock. Some sort of stone.
Well, the dude walked in here with an egg, so we gotta find the egg in here. So I want to go over to the Pegasus or whatever, the unicorn.
Okay.
And, well, I think the ring might be able to move it if it's movable.
Well,
I don't know.
Talk to me.
So, with my original premonition, how long was the guy in those rooms? Could I tell?
You kind of just got flashes. Like, he walked in here, he walked in here, he walked in here.
Because I'm wondering if this guy's a guardian of the... whatchamacallit.
The death unicorn.
All right, so he's going to just kind of touch the statue just to see if it does anything?
It eats you. No, I'm just kidding.
It eats.
It feels like cold stone.
Okay, so... let's move on.
Okay.
We're going to go past it.
Okay.
I feel like there's something really cool that we're missing, but... because now Lucas has to look things up.
No, I have to go back to the map and then go back to what's in that room. And that's the thing. So this appears to be a long hallway. You go and there's like a small door at the end at the end of that little... jut that comes out of the square that goes to a straight hallway that ends in an alcove, like a cut out alcove. It's sort of a dead end on that end, and directly to your right appears to be another long hallway with 12 alcoves, one on each side, and they are kind of, it's sort of a room of alcoves, if that makes sense.
Oh, Christmas tree.
Do we see anything in the alcoves?
I walk down.
You see urns.
Okay.
No, I'm drawing all those. Sorry.
One, two, this long hallway three, is six, composed seven, of a series of facing alcoves. Mm-hmm. Each alcove mm-hmm. contains a heavily carved stone urn stoppered with lead. An inscription on each reads the word guardian.
I have no ideas. The two of you that are being very quiet, what should we do?
All right, so there's one. So this one only has one alcove.
Yeah, the end of the hallway has no. There's nothing in that alcove. It's just sort of dips.
Oh, there's nothing. Right there. Yeah. All right, cool. So we'll go down the one, I guess, with the 12, and check out the urns.
Like so, I said, each one is stoppered with lead, and they each have the word guardian on them.
Stoppered, yeah, and it's guardian on the urn or the lead stopper?
Lead.
I'm going to put it like it's like a cork.
It doesn't specify, so I would just say it's on the urn.
Okay, itself. Guardian on the urn. There we go. So lead. Yeah, these are my awesome.
And it does continue down into, you know, darkness. You can't really see beyond it.
Darkness.
Beyond all the alcoves appears to go further.
We're adventurous. I guess I'll go to the first urn and try to lift off that lead thingy. It, like, what does the urn look like it's made out of? Just throw it on the ground.
Carved stone.
Oh, it's carved stone. Oh, crap. Never mind. That's not going to be a little bit harder to break. It's not, I'm going to go Legends of Zelda here and just like start smashing pots. What's in it? Rubies!
Do you break one open?
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to try to throw it on the ground.
This is a horrible idea. You could have had the person with the ring try to use it too. To
see. Oh, that's true. But she left. Stevie is enamored with everything else.
So, Jimmy, when you open this urn,
yeah,
things don't go as you expect it to.
Great!
Yay! That's exciting.
It seems as if something flares, and the ashes stored within the urn begin wailing.
And yay. Was I able to just to remove the top?
Yeah, pop right off.
I'm gonna close it.
Doesn't seem to make a difference.
Oh man. I messed up, guys. Don't open the urns.
You hear moaning. Do you see flashes of green light alternating within the darkness beyond you? As you hear the sound of lead stoppers popping off of urns.
You just awoke the zombies.
So,
zombies!
Initially, you hear three pops, and from within them appear to be three of the same creatures that you just destroyed in the other room. The spirits of wrath. And they come at you.
Could be stronger wraths.
Come at me, bro!
Could be stronger, we'll see.
Yep, yeah. Roll for initiative. So these guys are level two.
Never mind. That thing rolls forever.
They do.
Lucas, you need a new table.
I need to build one.
I don't care what it is. You need a new one.
It's a good painting.
That's why I like that. That's why I like that dice tray I have, because
yeah, like it
doesn't roll forever.
I need to find a good dice tray. One I like.
I got mine for Christmas, so.
Lucky. I want a good one.
Haley?
10.
Daniel?
2.
Derek?
15.
I beat Daniel. I got 3.
That pink dice is horrible to you.
It was so good to
you. It was so good to you last time, but you know what? Maybe you should change it.
No, I'm sticking to it.
One of them immediately goes toward Jimmy.
Yeah.
However, Emily goes. No, sorry.
Jimmy goes first.
I guess I will start swinging at the first one next to me.
Cool.
I am going to. I'm going to spend 3 might to do my double strike.
Okay.
Let's see what happens. Please hit. Ooh, that's not a hit. That's a three. Swing and a miss.
Just miss. Well, you had a double strike, right? So you don't you swing twice?
No, I did my double, so it's one attack.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all the bonuses.
You miss. Emily.
I'm going to plasma arc against two of them.
Go for it.
5 for the first one, so nothing happens.
Okay. Oh.
11 for the second one.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you hit the second one.
Hot
so
rolling.
So it does 4 points. Mm-hmm. Now they go. Need you to roll a defense roll there. Ooh, Jimmy.
Come on, Jimmy. That's a 16.
He misses.
Yeah.
I don't know what the order is in, so I'm just going to go around the table this way.
Okay.
So, Josh, he goes for you.
Sebastian, you can do it. You're fast.
13.
Yeah.
He misses. Emily? Defense roll.
5.
He does touch you for 1 damage.
Hey, is it still within the hour?
Yes, actually it would be.
So I'm fine.
Yeah, you actually are okay.
I would say you didn't spend that much time
in the other room.
Right, so, I didn't think so.
No, I would give you that. I would say at this point you probably have 40 minutes left on it.
Sweet. I'm still glowing. Okay. Good for the skin.
Josh's turn.
Alrighty. Did I need to like manually reload the heavy crossbow?
I'm going to assume that you just did.
We took a 10-minute rest. Yeah.
Okay. So, like... All right. I'm gonna go for that one then.
For the one that's
actually,
you?
I'm gonna use my main bow.
Okay.
Because that wouldn't work with the successive attack, right? I would still have to reload and take an action. I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Go ahead.
Natural 20.
Yeah.
Ouch.
What's all your damage add up to?
It should be just 4. Like, I don't really.
Right, but you got a natural 20, so it's more.
Oh.
It's
like, oh yeah,
it's like I have a plus 4 damage.
Oh, okay,
so it'd be 8. You turn and fire at one of these things, and it seems to go through where its head should be, and it dissipates immediately. And the arrow flies through the one behind it and hits it for 2 damage. So you've managed to hit 2 of them in 1 hit.
Hardcore.
Okay,
it flies right through.
And then, since I killed one, I can use my successive attack and attack another target.
Sure.
That's in range.
Yeah.
You can hit the one that the arrow hit secondly.
Yep.
Combo.
Bless you.
Yeah, that's a 15.
Yeah.
That's also a
15.
Okay. Which is enough damage to also kill that.
Sweet. So, that makes up for last.
Yeah.
Grats, you've killed 2 of these things.
Yeah.
Daniel.
Nice job.
Has the other one been injured at all?
The one that she hit is still standing and it's injured. It is injured. 4.
I know. It rolls like crazy. 4.
It's a mess.
You might want to choose a different dice.
That dice hasn't been bad except for initiative until now.
This one loves to roll. Like
top of the order... Jimmy.
Woo, we're going to do it again.
You hear more things popping. Pop, pop, pop.
It's like popcorn.
And green flashes as more of these things begin to come from out of these alcoves.
Oh, buddy. All right, so I'll go to the one that's closest to us still.
Yep, it's injured.
I'm going to just do double strike. Just hope for luck. 10 and a 15.
He did.
Yeah.
As the other things begin to come towards you, obviously they're a little further away now. They're coming from slightly further away than they were. Emily.
Wait, I thought there was only 3 of them.
Yes, more things down the just hall.
Popped out. Oh, gotcha. Sorry.
And the hallway's endless, right? Like, we don't know how much.
You don't know how far
it goes.
I'm going to plasma arc.
Okay.
So, pick the 2 closest to me, I guess.
Sure.
2 for the first one.
Yeah, grab.
1 for the other one. Goodness. I epically failed.
Oh no, that means.
How much damage does that do?
4.
Oh no.
Roll me a d4.
I have a four.
Oh, no.
It's the one that looks like a triangle.
I know what it looks like.
It's a pyramid.
Two.
Derek.
No.
You get shocked with something. You take four damage. Is that intellect damage or what kind of damage is it?
It's straight up plasma damage. It hurts.
It hurts. It's might damage.
Sorry, Derek.
It's all right. Luckily, I'm the one that can take it.
It's a good thing you're tough.
I'm tough.
You hear Stevie go, oh, shit, sorry.
the hell, man? They go.
If you have any armor, you subtract that, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
They're not going to be able to attack this round. They're going to have to get closer to you, so they are moving toward you. So we'll skip to Josh.
All right. I'm just going to use my regular go again.
Do it.
14.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a hit.
Look at you. Look at you.
How much damage did it do again?
4.
Okay. So you hit one. It looks a little dimmer. Daniel? You're going to have to get right up on this thing if you're going to punch it. So
yep.
You have to run down the hall.
Is this the one that was damaged still?
It's the one that he just hit. I'm just kind of going as if they're coming down the hall and... You know.
Sure, so you can.
Did we kill the third one then? The original third one.
Yeah, yeah. The original three are gone.
Yes. 16.
That's a hit.
4 damage.
It did. Top of the round.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Man. All right, so I step out into the hallway because we're still in the alcove. How close are they?
You can walk up to them.
Oh, this is. I'll walk up to them and try to cut one.
Cool.
I'm gonna do my double strike.
I don't know if you're gonna walk. You're probably gonna run up.
Oh
to
yeah.
It.
You got enough speed.
An 8.
An 8 hits.
All right. So that'll be 6, 7.
7 damage.
Yeah.
That one dissipates. Emily. Now, two of your friends are now down the hallway.
Always forget, I'm skilled with light-bladed attacks, so I always get that -1. You gotta remember that.
Ugh. You're trained or specialized?
Skilled.
It's probably just trained, unless you've...
Yeah, if you haven't specialized in it, then it's just trained.
I would write that down under your might, down here. And then just circle trained. So you know it's trained and not specialized yet.
I don't... Like, literally all I can do is shoot or plasma arc. Those are my two things. That's it. Okay. So...
You have any ciphers you can use?
No. Okay. I have water and the cap.
Okay. I mean, you can just not do anything or walk forward or...
How far away are they? This is what I'm at. Like, I don't know. You said they're down the hallway, but how far?
I walked up to one.
You have a crossbow, right?
I do have probably a crossbow, but if they're down the hallway and I epically fail again, I'm going to shoot one of them.
Well, probably
about 10 feet from you.
Just don't roll one.
Yeah, just don't roll once.
I'll try to shoot one with a crossbow, I guess. Then.
Yeah. That's the spirit.
9.
Hits.
Okay, yay!
Sweet. Much damage. Cool.
Woo, team.
Cool team. I would say Derek's probably closest one now since he swung on it.
Heck yeah, I did.
Defense roll.
Come on, Jimmy.
A 4.
What is it?
A 4.
You take 1 damage as this thing touches you.
It's just 1.
It is now your turn.
Hunt, are you sure you're 1 damage?
Yep.
All right, I have armor 1, so...
Oh, you have an armor of 1?
So none.
So then nothing.
I'm invincible!
It hits you and you laugh.
I wonder if it bypasses armor.
Okay.
Yeah, but because I think we all at least have an armor of 1.
I have 1. Because I have a leather jacket.
Not this guy.
You're not wearing any?
I have a 0.
You need to grab some, man.
I'm trained in defense, though. My defense.
Yeah, it doesn't say that it does. So, yeah, you just don't take anything. It's your turn, though.
I'm invincible! To 1 damages. When the guy started swinging with 5, I was like, ooh.
Said it's your turn, by the way.
Oh, mine?
Yeah.
Oh, we're already there again. All right.
Wait, sorry. No.
Yeah, it's auto.
Yeah, my bad. I was gonna say I thought it was my like fault. Daniel and Josh's turn.
My fault. It's Josh.
Oh, I wasn't even paying attention enough.
My fault. I wasn't paying attention either. Josh.
All right. You so all I'm yelled. Still
we're already me. Over yeah. this whole fight.
All right. I'm just gonna keep shooting. I guess. Okay,
shoot it.
That's a 4.
Miss.
Ba-ding. Woo-hoo. It's okay. We've Daniel. All missed.
We've all been there.
A 5, but I am specialized in unarmed attacks, which I didn't realize the first time, so that takes it down 2 steps.
Cool, it's a hit.
4 damage.
It's dead.
It better be.
It better.
And everything goes silent.
Cool, alright, final one.
Crickets.
Glad we didn't hear no more popping noises.
Yet.
Yeah, don't open any more urns.
I was actually going to go look over for the other urn.
There's
going to be something cool in these.
So I guess let's keep going down the hallway without opening urns.
Oh, boring. All right, that makes sense.
Well, we know what they do now, so it's not boring.
That's true.
Well, for the most part.
I don't know. I could have used my premonition before you started opening crap.
You weren't here. You were looking around somewhere else.
I told him you could have tried using the ring and maybe, you mm-hmm. know.
I just wanted to go Zelda.
The one who controls the ring.
I'm wondering if like, that
send the spirits on everything
like,
else in this thing.
The right. Guardian. Right? Like if you ask them, they'll bring you what you ask for.
Well, if you were here, I would have... No.
Because he stayed on the unicorn for quite a moment.
That's true.
It just makes me wonder. It's got to be more significant than just a pretty statue.
What's made out of... The bone part was what weirded me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably should have grabbed that.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
But it was a giant unicorn.
Did you say you were going back to the orange or no?
I guess we can look inside the empty urn. Is there anything cool in the empty
urn? Roll me a d12.
Oh no. D12. Wow. I haven't rolled a d12 ever, I don't think. In like forever. D12. Come on, baby. Stop rolling. 3.
You wanted to roll one more.
I know.
You find a gold ring.
Ooh, similar to hers?
Just seems to be a simple gold ring.
Oh, I got a ring.
Oh, I got pretty a ring.
All right, cool.
Sell it and get some money. Although you're probably never going to get your crowns back now, so you might want to find your cipher while we're here.
That's true. All right, so I'll just put it in my pocket.
Cool.
I don't know what...
You guys just continue down the hallway, or what do you want to do?
Yep. We're looking for the egg, hopefully.
All right, so you guys walk into another room. This one appears to be about, what'd you say, about 40 feet long, and ends, instead of ending on a flat wall, it is curved at the end. Shit. It is curved at the end. But it appears to be a dead end. You do not see any other rooms coming off of this one. But here is what you see.
Uh-oh.
A layer of water covers the ceiling, defying gravity, but reflecting a grand room beneath, inlaid with crystal tiles and ivory fixtures. 4 large sarcophagi are scattered about the chamber, each one forged of dark iron and featuring a demonic face and form relief carved in its surface. A hulking black iron urn issues a thin stream of smoke, and on it is inscribed the words, Breath of Lotan.
Lotan.
Now.
We've heard that name before, right?
Yes. We know that name.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I
even have that.
I know.
Written.
I'm like, I have it, but why do we know that?
I remember Derek doing the Zoltan from.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, where's my car? So
smoke.
You're not gonna have any room for any of the other rooms we go into.
I know, right? Each page is another room. I started shrinking it down a little bit.
They're probably very similar. I would assume
the first dungeon crawl of the game.
Yes, it is.
I don't remember if there's more than one or not, to be honest.
Why do I know that name? It's going to drive me nuts.
Lotan is...
Ant roll. 12.
It's part of the Arden lore of creation.
Well, yeah, I remember that
one. Lotan,
much.
The sinner.
Ah, he's the sinner.
Citadel of...
The entire land of Arden is built upon the petrified body of a god called Lotan.
That's where it's from.
I have Lotan the Sinner written down.
Yeah, me too. Look at us. We got the same notes. Aw. We're so smart. Our vectors listen somewhat. Semi. We heard Sinner and we're like, yes.
So, that's what that is. Now, I need you all. I assume you're examining the room. Because mm-hmm. why would you not?
But before you say that, I'm going to run away.
I need a difficulty 2 intellect-based task.
Difficulty?
Yep. Roll so a level difficulty 2 int check. You need to beat it.
Simple.
So you need a 6 or more.
Is it figuring out a puzzle or problem?
It's examining the area.
Okay.
My luck has run dry.
I have an inability knowledge for that. But that's not a 19.
18.
So everybody got over a 6?
Yep.
No.
Now what'd you get?
A 1.
You're picking your nose and...
Jimmy ran into the iron urn and like...
I was looking for more urns to break. Who's
the one? He was sniffing the smoke that was coming out of it and passed out for a moment.
Just looking at my cool new ring.
Or just trips.
So what you, those of you who are paying attention have noticed is that not only is the ceiling what they are calling drowned, like because the ceiling is covered in water, the entrance that you've just walked through contains a pocket door of iron that is currently retracted with no obvious mechanism for controlling it.
Well, crap, if we do something wrong, it's going to snap shut on us. Then the room's going to fill with water, and we're all going to drown.
Sorry, what were all of your rolls again?
19.
18.
Yours?
18.
Oh, 1.
Wow. You've all rolled high enough to notice this.
Except for the idiot.
I'm going to say that the 19 sees it. As you're examining the room, not only do you notice the pocket door, but you look up at the ceiling itself. And you realize that in the reflection of what's on the floor, everything looks the same except for the urn. The urn instead looks like a crouching, quivering, demonic humanoid bound in black iron chains with smoke issuing from its nostrils. You also believe that the ceiling is part of a trap.
Yeah, we distinguished that already.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool water, guys.
So, you said there was smoke coming from the urn, right?
Smoke coming from the urn, but what you see is that smoke is coming from the nostrils of a demon.
Yeah, so the demon's probably in the urn.
Or the urn is the demon.
Yeah.
So we want to poke it.
What it's like, you know how certain things change in recursions, like
yeah,
the urn to us looks like an urn, but it's really just a demon sitting there watching us. You said he was crouching and what?
Crouching and
bound in iron chains.
So he was.
So he's quivering.
Yes. Yeah.
Quivering.
So if the water flips, it probably releases him too.
Well, I have a feeling that the door shuts, the water comes down, and the demon kills us if we don't drown. So, basically, we have to be very careful what we do, so somebody hold Jimmy down.
Well,
don't touch anything.
And you said this was a dead end, right?
Yeah.
As far as we can see. Yeah. And there was no other pathway for us to take in this room, or in this, since we came through this door?
Correct, and it seems to be a dead end.
So now what is the question? How do we...
I assume you tell us that urn is actually a demon.
Yes, I'll point it out to you, which you guys will probably see once I point it out.
What did you say about puzzles a minute ago?
I just have an inability knowledge to figuring out puzzles and problems. It's increased by 1.
So you would roll like a net check to understand a puzzle? Like you've already established this as a trap.
Yeah,
like at this point, it is a puzzle.
If I'm trying to figure out a puzzle or problem, it gets increased by 1 step.
Go ahead and roll for that. Increase by a step.
Yes.
So it becomes harder?
Yes.
Oh. How does that help you?
It's.
This is negative for one of his stats, right?
I don't understand how that helps you if it's making it harder.
I think
it's like me with the inability to resist mental attacks, so the difficulty is increased by a step.
Everybody has an inability, I think, from something. I can't remember if it's my... Oh, it's under like a
flaw?
Yeah, because I'm crazy. So, like, I can't take experience points from which you give to me. You just...
Right here, it's the descriptors, because I'm resilient. I'm almost unstoppable. You are trained in might defense tasks. Same thing.
Same here.
You are also trained in intelligent defense tasks. But then I have two inabilities. One of them is difficulty increases if I try moving, bending, and breaking things, and solving puzzles.
Okay.
So figuring out problems.
So then it becomes harder for you.
Yes.
So you've all established together that this is a trap. So when everybody roll, it's going to be a little more difficult for you.
Not 20.
Not as hard as you think.
7.
Hi-ya! Yeah, thanks for rolling backwards.
It doesn't matter because he got a nat 20. Sorry. What was your roll?
Oh.
Yay, go dice.
Had you not rolled a nat 20, I'm not sure if you would have got this. So you're assessing the issue. Your concept is this. Nothing in this room controls that door. There seems to be some sort of demonic force hidden in this room. You understand this is a trap, and there are 4 unopened sarcophagi. Logic dictates with your natural 20 that if you open a sarcophagi, something bad will happen. And ideally, that door is going to shut on you.
Jimmy wanted to open one.
That's why we said to tie you down.
Right, that's why I said somebody sit on Jimmy.
So you need to figure out some way to stop that door from shutting on you. If you wish to open one of these sarcophagi.
Could you move a sarcophagus in front of it?
Yes. Can we move the jam urn? Well, the demon. I guess don't touch the demon.
Oh, yet. Man. No. Well, I mean, to us, it just looks like an urn, even though we know it's a demon.
To Jimmy.
And he is bound in chains.
That's true.
But is there anything else in the room? It's just the 4 sarcophagi and the urn?
And the water on the ceiling.
And the water on the ceiling and the crystals and the whatnot.
Water. So we don't want to open the sarcophagi.
Right.
There's 4 of them. We don't want to open any of them.
Just like the other urns, there is a stopper on it. Now that you know what's in it, your call.
But like if we took could we move the sarcophaguses out of the room?
I don't think we should touch them.
Then opened it and then it would slap shut and then the demon would be locked inside?
The problem is this is the only room left that we know of. So,
at least through this door, yeah. There are 6 other doors you haven't been in.
Yeah. We're only at the surface of this.
That's true. But, because we don't know if he actually put one of the eggs in here. We just know it's in one of the 5 rooms.
Well, she knows that he was one egg less every time.
Okay, well, that's the thing.
Is there's an egg somewhere in here. We have to find it.
Everyone. Right. So we're assuming it's in one of the sarcophagi. So what we have to figure out is how to keep the door from shutting closed. That's what we have to figure out.
And
how big was that unicorn statue?
That's kind of what I was thinking. I was wondering if it had something to do with the unicorn statue. And the bone. Like if you give the bone to the demon.
Can we examine the...
Can I use premonition and figure out how the guy stored the egg?
How he stored the egg?
Yeah, like where he stored it, how he got through this to put the egg away.
Sure.
Well,
you see the hooded figure walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of look around the room. Pull one egg out. Walk up to the 4th sarcophagi back.
Mm-hmm.
Open it. Place the egg in and walk out.
But he was able to open the sarcophagus without the thing shutting on him.
Yes.
My question was, how did he get into the room, open a sarcophagus?
He just walked in and opened it.
He had nothing else on him? There was nothing...
Nothing was impeding him from opening anything
Was there
to stash the egg? Time.
Yeah, there's nothing interesting, nothing different, nothing.
Nothing that you can see.
Oh yeah, puzzles.
I mean, you know that he wasn't there to take; he was there to stash.
Right.
So he was authorized to be in the room, and we are not.
Oh, I don't have my war statue.
Yeah, where's your statue?
Well, it's like it's in my pocket, but this is not the war room.
Yeah, we're not, in the right room.
But wouldn't I be destined to be in the room because I have the ring on?
You could maybe start opening things.
I mean, I guess that's up to your interpretation.
Whether it was just some bling or whether it meant something.
Right. I mean, it vibrates. It does things. The dude was wearing it, and he's the one who sanctions off who's allowed to go into each room. That would be my interpretation, but...
Looks like we found a volunteer.
Yeah. But see, then the other thing is so, okay, I open it. We're all still in the room.
Let's see if we can move a sarcophagus.
Well, I just...
As soon as we touch something, though.
Right, I'm afraid...
Jimmy will do it.
What if we replaced it, like Indiana Jones, with like the thing and the statue?
I don't think we're going to have something heavy enough, though, if that's what it is.
So somebody run back and grab one of the urns. Don't open it, just grab it.
Don't know if that's going to be heavy enough either. I think those ones were small, weren't they?
Yeah.
So we know which sarcophagus he put it in. Yes. Right,
yes.
So... I think the best thing we have to do is try to move that one out of here. I can't think of anything else that we can do unless...
There's like nothing.
So what I learned from my natural 20 is if we start opening the sarcophagi...
Bad things happen.
The trap gets activated. But what happens if we kill the demon? Because it doesn't make sense for me to... have the water trap and the demon in here because most likely the water is going to kill us.
Double tap.
Right.
Which I guess, yeah, I guess.
But we just know that something bad's going to happen. We don't know if, like, the water's going to be drenched upon us or if the demon's going to get loose or if it's both or, like, you know, we don't know what the bad thing is. We just know it's going to be bad.
Bad news bears all around.
Going back to your natural 20, not only would, I guess, somehow getting the door to stop closing on you, it is a trap. There's a chance you could disable it.
That's what I was wondering. Like, do we know how it's set up?
Ideally, the door itself.
Right. Is there any, like, you said it's a pocket door, so does that mean it's in the wall, or is it just, like, next to the wall?
It's in the wall.
Like so we can't see the mechanisms.
Earlier you said there was no mechanism to control it.
Right.
That we could see.
That you could see.
So that's why I assumed that there was no way to disable it. But that was just an assumption.
You see that the door is there.
Huh.
I don't know if we have anything to block the door either.
I got a robe. It doesn't do much.
It's a robe of pocket door closing. Who knew?
How big was that unicorn statue? Or
pretty large.
Okay, so we wouldn't be able to like push it.
It would take quite some time to push it if you were going to.
Well, do we want this egg or do we just want to go get the other ones?
We gotta get the egg.
Because she said we didn't have to bring all of them.
He's an overachiever. He's gonna kill Otto, and he's just gonna not be able to sleep tonight if we don't get all the eggs.
Does anybody have like lock picking or trap disarming, that type of stuff?
I mean, I've learned quickly, so I am a quick study. I get a +1 to all bonuses for tasks after the first time.
Okay.
So if it's the same task.
Sure.
I'm better at hitting stuff, so I'm not the smartest one in the room.
Yeah, I didn't really go with the stealthy route.
There is a way to disable it per the door itself. That's what you can understand with your Nat 20.
Okay, so we have to look at the door.
Go look at it. Go learn quickly.
It's probably the unicorn bone.
That's what I'm wondering. Is there, like, okay, so I'm going to examine the look of the door.
Okay.
Do I see anything? I'm assuming you want to roll for that.
Sure.
I got a one.
It's a door.
It's a door.
All right. So I'm going to say, hey, guys, you, like, come look at the door with me so you guys can all freaking roll and see if
remember
we can find something.
You can use
something.
XP to reroll things.
Let's.
I guess I have one. I'll reroll it.
Wait, you two are still linked, right?
18.
Yeah, hey, that's a better roll.
Much better.
Yes. If you can manage, you think that if you can manage to get a hold of the door and pull it out, you would probably be able to get to a mechanism that is on the door itself.
Okay.
I.e., lockpicking.
So I'm going to tell you guys that.
Yeah, so I'll go up there and see if I can pull it open then. Or if I can grab it or anything.
So, roll me a might task.
All right. I'm going to lower it by two.
Smart.
Am I able to assist him to lower it by another step?
Sure.
Yeah!
The two of you trying to pick at it together?
Yeah.
Okay. I also have multi-tools, which is probably some kind of pick lock pick
I
in this
world.
I would
assume as well, yeah.
So that makes it only a level two.
Oh, come on. Yeah, let's use golden. 12.
Whew. I've seen a one. Yeah. Hard to see.
With enough maneuvering and trying to get your fingers in there, maybe even using the tip of a blade, trying to pinch it, pull it, you manage to pull it out of the wall a little bit, and you can kind of pull it out.
All right.
So now we have to, like...
Doesn't appear to be tripping anything.
Pick at the mechanism.
There is no doorknob on there, but there is what you would see as, like, a lock of some sort.
What does the lock look like? Does it look spirally?
Oh, man.
Spirally, what do you mean?
Like a horn. Like a horn would go into it.
Nope.
Okay, so what does the lock look like?
The statue is just
looks
a red
like
herring.
A door lock.
Like a key.
It looks like a door lock. Like a skeleton
legit
key.
Legit door lock.
Door lock.
Okay.
I still feel like we could, if we pulled the horn out, that it would be a key on the other side.
We can try it. It's not going to.
But I was thinking too, if we pull it out, the door could shut. So if we send you and somebody, you guys are still mentally linked.
Yeah.
And then if the door shuts, we can put it back to let him back out.
I don't know if it works that way or not, though. Maybe it does. I just have a feeling once the door shuts, it's probably
Denzo.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Another one bats the dust.
Well, I mean, if it locks, it's not gonna. Or if you can get a key, it's.
Let's just go. I don't believe the statue is really anything, but that's just my opinion. We can go try it and see what happens.
I just don't know where else a key would be.
It looks like a lock that you could probably try to pick.
Oh, that's all we're doing.
I don't got a lock pick.
I have multi-tools, but that's what it looks like on Earth. So I'm pretty sure on Arden, this probably looks a little bit different than multi-tools.
What does it look like on Earth?
A multi-tool.
Just a multi-tool. Like a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, like one that has...
Yeah.
Yeah. So here it would, instead of that, it would probably be like a leather roll that you unroll and it would have a screwdriver, a hammer.
Yes.
You know, instead of all one thing, yeah, you probably have some things that look like lockpicks in there. Corkscrew, that kind of deal.
So I guess I'll give it a shot.
You're the brains.
Wait, maybe not.
Both of you are the brains.
Because I assume this would be considered figuring out a puzzle or problem solving.
No.
Okay.
It's a task.
More of a stealth-based thing.
I would give you stealth. It's a level 5 task, I will tell you that.
Well, if I can use my stealth, I'm specialized in stealth.
Which means?
That it'll decrease it by 2.
Cool. So it's a level 3 task.
Can do it.
Nope. 3.
You can use your experience.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Are you the only one that can use these tools?
No.
Okay.
Just a multi-tool, but I'm still going to re-roll it because 19, that's better.
Hey.
Way better.
You hear something click, and the door itself kind of loosens. Like
it fell off a hinge?
Almost like it fell off its roller.
Okay. So let's try to move the door out now.
Well, if it fell off the hinge, then it's no longer, no matter if we trip the mechanism or not, it's not going to work anymore.
Oh, okay.
Right. You get, instead of this, it seems like it's...
Sorry, I was going back to the part that we could move out. I was
you get
thinking,
the idea. Yeah, no. You get the idea that it won't broken. Be able to close. Like, you've broken it.
We broke it.
All right, well, I think it's...
We're good for something.
I think it's the best we're going to get, so let's go open that sarcophagus and get the egg.
Yeah, we're opening stuff again!
Cool.
How many?
I mean,
are
it
these?
Doesn't mean that we're not still gonna trip something. But
yes, that's true. But
how
I
many
think
these things are you opening.
Do what?
We're how opening many? The one that I saw him stash it into.
All okay. Of them.
You find a leather sack. You open it up, and there's one. There's an egg.
Got it.
How many eggs can we fit in this bag? That's what it look like.
It's probably large enough to put all five of them in.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's keep the bag.
Yeah.
There all are right. Two other sarcophagi and an urn.
Man, if you guys want to open up the sarcophagi,
I thought there was
fine,
four of them total.
You're letting me open
three.
It?
Sorry, yeah, three other.
Yeah.
Well, the mechanism is broken.
It is broken. It doesn't mean that we won't release the demon,
yes.
But it is broken.
Check.
All of us?
Oh, please, all of us, because I got a 2.
7.
Nat 20.
Thank God.
Maybe just don't pull the stopper out.
Don't pull the stopper out of the urn. Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Sarcophagi,
let's
y'all.
Let's go ahead and open up the other sarcophagi then.
Okay. So backtracking from 4 to 3, you find 5 ciphers.
Cool. What are they?
I'm going to have to open the book. I mean, I can find cards, but it might take me a minute.
You didn't have this already set up? Bad
I expected
GM.
You to drown.
What? We're smarter than that.
Only because I rolled a nat 20.
I know, thank God. Mm-hmm. I'm not rolling hot today, guys.
All right, so you find 5 ciphers. There are 2 level 5 analeptics. Looks like a green potion on Arden. It restores a number of points equal to the cipher's level to the user's speed pool. Specifically, speed. It's a speed regen potion. There are 2 of those. There is a level 6 condition remover. This looks like a little yellow dragon imp. Cures 1 occurrence of 1 of the following health conditions. It does not prevent the possibility of future occurrences of the same condition gained from a different similar source. Roll a d20 to figure out which one it cures.
2.
Autoimmune disease.
Don't know if that's ever going to come in handy or not, but never know.
There are also 2 level 4 effort enhancers. These look like lime green elixirs. The effect is that the user can apply 1 level of effort to a non-combat task without spending any points from pool. The level of effort provided by this cipher does not count toward the maximum amount of effort a character can normally apply to 1 task.
That was a lot of words.
Yep.
What was that called?
Effort enhancer.
I'll take that one.
So there are 2 of those.
I'll take 1.
So it's 2 analeptics, 2 effort enhancers, and 1 condition remover.
Do you have any space, Josh?
I can get rid of my lube.
Well, I'm just wondering, you didn't get an extra space in holding ciphers as you upped a level?
I technically have the food pill.
Right.
The bottle of
water. Food pill's been used. You just have...
Okay. Yeah. So we just have food. We just...
Yeah.
So I have 1 spot.
Okay.
And I would like one of the speed ones.
Yeah, probably. I would give you the speed one. You and probably Jimmy would take this. Well, although you run off of speed.
He's more speed than he is.
I have a 3 in edge and speed, though, so I'm really not going to use it much.
There you go. Yep.
I do, too. But everything I do speed, so.
Yeah, but your attack is speed based, where mine are might based. So.
Hey Jimmy, how many ciphers
are you gonna that called? The speed one.
Two?
It's an analeptic.
And how many do you currently have? One?
A-N-A-L-E-P-T-I-C-S. Just that anchor.
Okay, so we have analeptic. The ability to pick up another cipher that gives you a number of points equal to your level to your speed pool.
Woo! Yep. It's a speed restorative elixir, basically. Yeah.
So it'll basically bring back up your speed pool if you use anything out of speed.
Heck yeah.
It is level five. So would you like that?
Sure.
All right, so you have a level 5 green potion that gives you back the number of points of your level.
Of its level.
Of its level,
so
sorry.
5 points.
5 points back to speed. And you took one of the speed ones?
Yep. Yeah.
And you took the...
One of the effort enhancers. There's another effort enhancer and then the other thing.
I don't know if we need the other
thing. We don't
thing.
Need the other thing.
So I'll just take an effort enhancer. So we'll only take 4 of the ciphers.
Okay. Going from 3 to 2, you find an amber statue of a beautiful woman.
I'll pick that up.
It's probably worth a bit of coin.
Probably. Yeah.
And in the first sarcophagus closest to the door, you find a number of coins you find a number of coins in silver, amber, and gold. You're not entirely sure what they're worth altogether, because you're not from Arden.
I'll pick it up and throw it at Jimmy.
Silver and gold.
So you have a thing of coins.
Yeah. You can probably assume it's a lot.
Bag of
how many coins there are, but that's what it is.
Bag of money.
Cool.
Okay.
We good, y'all?
Yes.
Yes.
Who's holding the egg, by the way?
I got it.
You got the egg? Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I assume that you're not touching
the urn?
The demonic urn.
Nope.
Unless it starts talking to me.
They're holding me back.
I mean, if you want to open it, open it.
No.
I'm going to poignantly look at Jimmy and go, don't freaking touch it.
Cool shit happens if you do.
Oh,
I doubt that.
Oh, he just said it. I mean, he said the cool word.
I doubt it highly, Jimmy.
Okay, let's
As
go
she's
to...
she's distracting him. I'm just kidding.
Let's go to being at
she
the second
She whips around
egg.
And smacks you.
All right. I can't wait to tell you what you're missing.
It's probably something awesome.
So back to the brazier room.
Yep. Yes.
Because you've essentially seen it. Well, unless you wanted to f*** with that statue. It's
okay. No.
Nah.
Okay.
I'm very tempted, but no.
I know, I'm tempted too, but I'm like, I don't want to...
Cool.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening to The Strange. If you'd like to chat with us, you can find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. You can tweet us at Rancor's_Brothel, and our archives can be found at rancorsbrothel.com.